New Hampshire isn't a hotbed of modern architectural design, but it is home to two Frank Lloyd Wright-designed houses. Fans of the architect are likely familiar with the Zimmerman House, which is now owned by the Currier Museum and open for tours. But just down the street, there's a second home that has its own unique story. As a way to reduce costs, Wright designed it so that the owners could actually build it themselves. As NHBR's Todd Bookman reports, that didn't exactly pan out. 65 years later, it's about to be put up for sale.
The Zimmerman's home in Manchester's North End went up in the early 1950s, and soon after, their close friends, Tufik and Mildred Khalil, decided to build their own Frank Lloyd Wright house.
My uncle Tufik saw what Zimmy was doing with his new house. He was intrigued and got excited about it, and several years later approached, you know, Wright himself.
That is Stephen Khalil. He says his aunt and uncle were interested in something similar to the Zimmerman's house, low slung with exposed brick and wood.
I think they were surprised when they saw it, because they were expecting that and saw this, and they were like, whoa.
What Frank Lloyd Wright drew up was entirely different. It's known as a Usonian automatic house. The automatics are constructed out of stacked concrete blocks.
I assume this is a shoes-off house?
No, not today.
Khalil gave me a tour of the 1,500-square-foot home.
But okay, so that's the bathroom. This is the master bedroom.
The Khalil house has something like 4,800 individually cast concrete blocks, reinforced with rebar. These blocks make up the walls and ceiling.
I mean, if you look at this, each one of these is about 220 pounds. Like, I'm not sure I want to be standing in here. But it's been here 65 years, 64 years, so.
The concrete gives Usonian automatics a solid feel, a heft, but that's offset in the interior by walls lined with mahogany. And the living room of the Khalil house is composed of concrete and glass squares, 350 individual windows. It cost the Khalils $70,000 to build it in 1955, not a small sum. Wright's vision with the automatics, though, was that the buyer could perhaps save money by constructing the home themselves, pour and stack their own concrete blocks.
It wasn't an outlandish idea. Wright's clients tended to be very enthusiastic.
That's John Waters with the Frank Lloyd Wright Building Conservancy in Chicago. He says Wright wanted well-designed, middle-class homes, but he wasn't willing to cut corners.
If he had to choose between having a good-looking house and housing the masses, he'd choose a good-looking house.
Wright himself made that preference clear. Here he is in 1952.
And I believe there's no more rewarding effort in life than just that, trying to make what you do, how you do it, beautiful.
But building your own Usonian automatic home didn't catch on. It was harder to do than Wright may have thought. Today, there are only 7 of them in the U.S., including the Khalil House in Manchester. They hired a contractor to build it. The home still has its original stove and oven and Wright-designed furniture and upholstery.
Really, what's special about this is it's a time capsule.
Steve's uncle Tufik lived here through 1990. Then Tufik's younger brother John moved in. It was his home until last year, when he died at the age of 101. No other relatives are interested in moving in, so next month, it's going up for sale.
Did you consider keeping it in the family?
Oh, yes. Yeah, it was a hard decision. Very hard.
What do you like best about the house?
It's very peaceful and contemplative, maybe.
With an asking price of $850,000, this Usonian automatic isn't exactly in reach for the masses. But at least you don't have to build it yourself. For NHPR News, I'm Todd Bookman.